When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And by the way, today is a great day to share the show. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link on the upper right, and that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And because it is the second Sunday of the month, that means it is Healing Sunday here. And it's a good day to go to Facebook and the Martha Norwalk's Animal World page on Facebook, because of the healing show today. Dr. Nils has something very special planned, and by special request, actually, and someone we all know. And we'll get to all of that in a moment, but you'll find all the details on Facebook. You can find it on the Animal World page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You can find it on my personal page, Martha Norwalk. You can find it on the Healing Ministry for Animals Facebook page, which is Dr. Nils. Facebook page. So check it out. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. And we're having a little bit of an Indian summer, maybe. We had just a, holy moly, a gorgeous day yesterday. And it's cooler today, but sun's still out in my neighborhood. And we got to check with Nathan in the studio, our production engineer. He's here and keeping everything in order. And but I haven't seen what's going on down there. So, hey, Nathan, how are you this morning? And what's the weather doing down there?
I'm doing well. And over here, got a little bit of overcast and maybe some rain there, too. It's pretty gray, but that's expected to burn off and become mostly sunny with the high near 72. So if you haven't had a chance to get out and enjoy this Indian summer yet, you better do it now, because tomorrow for Columbus Day, it's going to be very rainy and a little bit windy out there, too. And all that rain looks like it'll probably last through the end of Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, now isn't that interesting? Now that you've shown me, you really are gray down there. But I look out my window and, of course, I see trees. But, you know, in between and behind those, I see blue sky and I see sunshine.
That doesn't surprise me. It's on the way.
Well, I have personally requested it because I've been so busy and working through the sunshine the last part of this week. But, you know, with the rains again and the temperatures kind of reasonable, I have to say, I need to cut my grass. That's how we're growing, but I've been too a bit, and so this is my last chance today before, you know, the rain happens again. So hopefully I have enough energy and don't get hung up too much on phone calls that I'll have enough time to get out there and cut the grass before the rains come in. So I'm hoping for a nice afternoon, but it sounds like it's supposed to be okay today and not change till tonight, I think, right?
Yeah, rain looks like it'll probably be entering maybe tomorrow, just in the late morning, the early afternoon.
All righty. Okay, so just so you all know, it is the second Sunday of the month. It is Healing Sunday here on Animal World. So that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. And so Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are with us. It's a little different now. And I think we had a Zoom party last month because of road closures, highway closures and stuff here in the area. And Linda and Stacey, we couldn't get there. And Nils is in Idaho anyway. Well, today we're having a Zoom party because Dr. Nils is still in Idaho because, after all, he moved over there. So we don't expect that to change. But Linda is also in Idaho visiting her sister. And but she's not with Dr. Nils. Hey, okay, so they're both in Idaho, but they aren't with each other. Anyway, before we officially start the show, let's let you know who's here. And that would be Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here, and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're both in Idaho, but how far away from each other are you?
What do you think, Linda? About 4 or 5 hours?
Oh, wow.
Oh, more than that. I think more like 6 to 8.
It's a long way apart.
Wow. Wow, that's
I'm almost in Yellowstone.
Oh, okay. I mean, to me, you know, Idaho doesn't seem like it's that big, but I don't
It's huge.
Well, knowing Idaho's structure, if they were east and west from each other, they could probably just reach out and touch each other, but north and south, it goes a long way.
Yeah. Yes. So, but apparently now, you guys have, there are more siblings in your family than just the two of you, your brother and sister.
Yes.
But Linda, so you guys have another sister who yes. also lives in Idaho, and that's, you're visiting your sister, Linda, that's right?
Yes, yes, I am. Yeah, we're doing a weekend marathon, try to consolidate two storage units into one. So it's been a lot of lifting, sorting, and taking stuff to donation and solid waste recycling.
Oh, now have you been to Nell's new place yet?
I have not. I'm saving that for next spring, when hopefully they will not only have places for them to sleep and work, but maybe a guest bed.
Wow, that's weird. Nathan, isn't that kind of strange? Linda's in Idaho, but she's not going to see Nils or his new place.
So I can see Nils right now.
Yeah. Right, right. I mean, but obviously you don't drive by Nils's place to get to your sister's place or vice versa. It's not on the track where you could stop and see both when you go over there. You're so far apart, huh?
I don't want to jump off the airplane, so.
It's
gotcha. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Oh, so you're flying, not driving. Well, yeah, that okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to have you both. Now, Stacy's also missing at the moment. But she is going to join us, and we're going to have a big Zoom party, cuz once she gets home from church, and can get to her computer, she's going to Zoom in, because after all, we need Frenchie updates. And I think, Dr. Nils, that we have more good news, because she'll have to remind us all of the details and what who and what you worked on last month. But I think there's good news in the follow-up. So Nathan, Stacy's all set, right? When she gets to...
Yeah, she's got everything she needs.
All right. So when she shows up, we will check in with Stacy and start with the follow-up there. And because it is Healing Sunday here on Animal World, that means we're going to have open phone lines throughout the show. And you can call in for free remote treatments for yourselves or your animal friends. Dr. Nils typically works on mostly animals and some humans, and Linda covers the human animal base. She works on humans. So when you call in, Dr. Nils usually tunes in and works on the animals, and Linda will do a treatment for the human animal that's actually on the phone. And that works really well. And for those of you that are too shy to call in, you can take advantage of this healing energy and get a surrogate healing just by paying attention and following along. So when Linda is working with someone, just follow the instructions, but adjust them to fit you. And you'll be amazed. And Dr. Nails, you can attest to this because, you know, this isn't the only radio show that you've done. And for quite a while, you did Mystic Radio with Robin. And you got lots of reports of people getting surrogate healings.
And we had many people get in touch with us and let us know that they just follow along and do what we're telling them to do and get great results. And so this surrogate thing is a real thing.
All right. Now, I think, how do you like how I did this? Speaking of Mystic Radio and Robin Alexis, Nils has something special planned today, but it is by request of Robin, as I understand. So, Dr. Nils, tell us what's going on and what we're going to be doing that's so special today.
Okay, so what's going to happen today is at 10:45, after we do our, we have to get our ads in at 10:40.
Yeah, and then, yeah,
so after the ads, we're going to introduce a special segment because the president's dog, a German Shepherd named Commander, has had to be removed from the White House for a while because he's been biting the Secret Service people. So you can't be doing that. So we're going to do a national healing for Commander. We want to bring him peace and reset his fight or flight system. And I'm going to involve everybody who's listening, who wants to join in, to follow along with me. And we will combine all of our massive loving healing energy, and we're going to get Commander reset so his fight or flight system is totally at peace.
Woohoo! And I think we're getting good at this, you know, because when we do the love train at 10 and 11, you know, we send love and light all over the place. So we're kind of, so this is going to be really great because, you know, there's power in numbers. So absolutely, the more of us that join Dr. Nils and add our energy here, the more powerful this healing can be. And I was a little concerned when I heard what was going down, because I know often, you know, when we're asked to work on, you know, people or animals or something, most of the time you want to get permission from the parties involved, because we don't want to mess with energy that or stuff right, that isn't anyway. But obviously we have not been in touch with the White House and all of that, but it's been all over the news, and that's how come we know about it. And Robin apparently has tuned in, and she actually asked Nils if you could do something today to help Commander. But so how this is an okay thing for us to do? We're not.
Here's the thing. We're talking about is a public figure. And as you said, it's all over the news. So this is something that is common knowledge to the public. There's nothing, you know, secretive going on. So it's as if a church group got together and prayed. Okay. That's the way I see this. All right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you feel comfortable with what we're doing in the way
absolutely
we're handling it.
Yep. All right. If I had ethical considerations, I would not be doing this.
Yes. And like I said, if you want to see the posts and details about this and a picture of Commander, because that's helpful. There is a picture in the post that we've shared on all of our Facebook pages. So Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook, or my personal page, Martha Norwalk. It's there as well. So you can catch up. And that's going to be at 10:45. And you know, I was last night, of course, when I was, you know, finishing up show prep and thinking about it, Dr. Nils, it was reminding me, of course, when, you know, Robin and I used to work together on cases sometimes on the air. And man, we were a pretty good team because I hope maybe that Robin's listening. And Robin, if you're listening, maybe you'd pick up your phone and give us a call, because you know, you and I are pretty good when we put our energies together. And I would love, since I can't explain why Commander is biting and what's going on, because I don't have enough details. But see, I know I could ask Robin to look at the energy and then kind of guide what she's looking at. And then in the past, I've been able to follow her into energy, you know, because she's so gifted and can get in there that we could find out, I could extract information, I think, through Robin to better be able to explain what's going on and why. And I know that they have had trainers in since, because their older dog, I believe his name is Major, he already got kicked out of the White House and got sent back to Delaware because he was biting Secret Service people too. And then Commander was the younger one. And I think they thought everything was under control. And I know they've had trainers in. Now, of course, they haven't had me. And of course, me with Dr. Nels, that sometimes miracles happen. And I think that the work that you're going to do today, Nels, is going to be really helpful for him. I mean, could you imagine being German Shepherds, you know, which are a protective breed? I mean, they're bred. Right. They're not social butterflies. And they bond very strongly with their handler or their family. And they have to be taught to be more social, but it really is not in their nature. But can you imagine, you get uprooted from your home where you've always lived, and you go into this big, huge home where there's gazillions of people and in and out and all around. And, you know, the president and his wife are all over the place doing presidential stuff and business. So it's probably other people that are responsible for the dogs anyway, most of the time. And who knows? See, I don't know if there's a changing of the guard and there's a lot of people handling these dogs, or there's just someone, whatever else is going on. But surely, Dr. Nels, Commander's nervous system has got to be
pretty he's stuck. Be,
and he's had to have some trauma over all of this, because it just absolutely would be very challenging for any dog to be comfortable with, but especially, you know, a really powerful German Shepherd.
Yep. Yeah. That protection instinct is very strong, and all the different signals coming at him from every which direction. It really must be a challenge.
Yeah. All righty. So we want all of you to make sure that you are here, and you can spread the word now. We're giving you a lot of time to spread the word and let everybody know to tune in at 10:45 so they can add their energy to doing this work with Commander. Ooh, I just had another thought. How about for those folks that don't find out about it until after the show or something? I mean, the show will be archived. Do you think, Dr. Nels, if someone finds out about this and if they go to the archives and listen to the show after the fact, when what we do at 10:45 comes up on the show, could they participate then, and would it still be helpful and add to the healing?
Well, based on my experience with Robin Alexis and her show, mm-hmm, and the fact that that's archived and people listen all the time, and the comments from some of them are, I'm not even on the live show and I follow along and I get results. I think that people could tune in and behave just as if it was a live show, and their energy. You have to remember, this whole energy healing thing is kind of a beyond time and space event. So joining in later doesn't really matter.
Okay. It's like there's no issue with distance, but there's also really no issue with time and space.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just all beyond my pay grade. I know it works, so I trust it and all of that. You know, I have no question of having faith in the process, because I experience it all the time and I see the miracles that you work. But when you try to kind of figure it out in your mind, it's kind of, oh, that just kind of drives you crazy. So
yeah.
Just trust it's the way it works.
Even Albert Einstein, who was the first one who really figured it out, he didn't like it. He's like, okay, I know how this works and I don't like it. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All righty. I have a timing question here for you, Nathan. Technically, we're at ad time, but we also need to officially start the show so we can then open the phone lines and get going here. Would you like to take care of advertisers first and then officially start the show? Or do you want me to do our prayers and affirmations and then do ads? What do you want?
Let's go ahead and do ads now. That way, during the ad portion, we can actually bring Stacy in and check on her and get her all good to go.
Okay. Okay, so we'll get Stacy on. Then we'll take care of our advertisers. We'll get Stacy on in the process. Then we'll come back and officially start the show. And then the first up, we will catch up with Stacy and get follow up on all of the Frenchies. And then we'll take phone calls. All right, sounds like a plan. Everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you hear the chuckle in my voice, it's because Stacy just joined us. And it looks like there is a, is that a bag man in your lap?
Man, yeah. Oh, look, he perked up his ears when you said
hi, Bags. It's your Auntie Martha. Hi, bag man. Hi, buddy. Oh, you're so cute. He is so cute. Oh, gosh. All right, now I'm going to get totally distracted. All right, so in case you haven't figured it out, Stacy's joined us. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
Now, she's not here doing her job. Nathan gets to take care of phone calls and all of that. She's joining us with Bags. He's so cute. All right. Now, we're going to take time right now to officially start the show, do our prayers and affirmations, and then we will catch up with Stacy and the Frenchies. Hey. So if you haven't been here when I start the show, I always honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and we can, I start with a couple little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we got a pile of affirmations contributed by our Animal World family that are extremely powerful and life-changing. So you can do all the prayers and the affirmations along with me. It's a very powerful, or you can opt out. This part of the show is optional. It's not like love training when we get up and dance and exercise. Dancing's required, but this part is optional. Okay. So if you're participating, here we go. I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. And this should be extra powerful this week because we're in Saint Francis month and his birthday and all the celebrations. So we have that extra energy too. Here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it isn't giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, we do a pile of affirmations here, all contributed by members of the animal world family here. And this one comes from my spiritual group and was life-changing for me. I know many others, it's been life-changing, and I do it every day. I know many of you do these affirmations every day because I hear from you. Anyway, I say them out loud three times, and you're welcome to do that with me or not, up to you. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything. Oh, and by the way, yes, never mind. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Now, the second affirmation, this is contributed from Linda, or by Linda, and you'll find and you'll hear today that when she works with one of our, you know, our listeners or callers, that she often will give you an affirmation afterwards to keep the ball rolling, so to speak. That's where this affirmation came from, and it was so powerful and helping so many, and I had everybody saying, this is really powerful, you need to do it. I started doing it, it changed my world too. So it's that powerful, so we share it with you here today. Three times, here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty then. Next one up is comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use to keep myself in good health and well-being and the attitude I go out with instead of in fear and all that sort of stuff. So here we go three times with this. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. Whew. All right. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our other psychic person and personal awareness coach and feng shui specialist, all that good stuff. And this affirmation is the one that we use to kind of help ourselves adjust to all the crazy energy and stuff going on. And man, does not just something big and all every day. So we really need this. Anyway, I do this one for my animals as well every morning. So you can do it along with me here. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then I conclude this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation, and this is the one where we send light all over the world for healing, and boy, do we... boy, do we need it. We've got special marching orders for where we send the light at 10 and 11. I'll tell you about that when we gear up for the love train. All righty, here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And now to conclude this ritual of prayers and affirmations, it's Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So to seed all of this, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up and ready for the day and the week. All righty. So, let us get started with our first follow-up here. And that, of course, oh, no, we can't do that yet. We have to do something else. I totally forgot. We're a little late. Nathan, we need the Jingle Cats. A little happy birthday, please.
Think I know what's going on here.
Well, you certainly do, because guess who had a birthday this week? Happy birthday, Nathan!
Thank you. You know, normally I'd be saying another year older, but this time I gotta say another decade older.
Oh, so is this the big 3-0?
This is.
Whoa! Yay! Happy big 3-0! Woohoo! Okay, so Nathan would be the baby in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Bagman.
In dog years, though, I mean.
Yeah. But the big 3-0, I think 30 now is the new, like, 10 or 20 or something.
Right.
Anyway, wow. Well, congratulations. Did you have a nice 30th birthday this week?
Yeah, it was nice. Didn't really do too much to celebrate it. Just kind of, I mean, that's in the middle of my whole when work is busy, so but I, in my softball games, kind of a little bittersweet circumstance, when I joined this team, I hit my first ever home run over the fence.
But
in softball, because it's slow pitch and it's so easy to do that, they limit how many home runs you can hit. So in this particular league I play in, each team is only allowed one home run over the fence per game, and somebody already hit that. So for me, it was an out, but hey, still hit it over the fence for the first time with the team. So
that's a good accomplishment. Whose idea was that? That doesn't seem fair.
Well, If it was that case, then people could constantly hit the ball over the fence on demand since it's slow pitch and constantly be scoring easy runs. So it helps to pad that and make it more competitive.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, happy another year older, another decade older, and so another decade wiser. And
I hope so.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Now we can get to Stacy and the Bagman there. And for any of you that don't know, Stacy is a Frenchie gal, and she has two Frenchies. She has her older lady, Tank, is kind of like a model citizen Frenchie. And she's a service or a therapy dog and all of that. And then we have the little Bagman. He's special. He's so cute. So the history, and Stacy, now you correct me if I'm wrong with all of this, but I think we started doing these consistent treatments with your Frenchies and stuff. It happened a number of months ago, but it was Bagman started having a little behavior issue with you in the evening, sitting on the couch, and then there were some problems. Anyway, you mentioned it on a Healing Sunday, and Dr. Nils did a remote treatment on Bagman, and lo and behold, that crazy behavior stopped.
Gone,
and it never came back.
Nope.
All right. Now then, Bags had another issue. And Stacy goes to an espresso stand to get her coffee or whatever she gets. And she's been going to the same one and over again. And Bag sits on the seat there and there's never a problem. Well, all of a sudden, he had a problem with the baristas because it's one of those they come up to the car.
Right.
And when they would come up to the car, if they acknowledged Bags. They didn't even have to acknowledge him. Okay. Just they come up to the car, he would bark and get really crazy. And it was new behavior. He had never done this before, and he'd been doing it all his life. So it's kind of interesting. We've bypassed me, the behavior therapist and trainer, and we let Nels take a shot at it first. Well, guess what? He's kind of put me out of work in this situation. Because anyway, so Dr. Nels did another session on Bags on the air. And guess what? I think the end of that was Stacy, you also had a job that when you were in the espresso and with Bagman, that you were to talk to him about harmony. Was that
harmony,
it?
The fame
harmony and hold that feeling of harmony in space.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, it worked again, right?
Not barking at the baristas anymore.
You're not barking at the barista anymore. That's all resolved. Now, then the next Frenchie episode, I think, was our model citizen Tank, our older gal. Tank had, what issue did Tank have?
I guess it was more like a physical issue.
It was like she was having nerve stings or something.
She just yelp, wake up and just jump up and yelp. And then just look a little disoriented for a few minutes. And, you know, I was concerned, like, did she hurt her back? Did she have because Frenchies can have a little back problems that they get. And so for a week, you know, starting before the show on Sunday, she did it 3-4 times from dead sleep. She just jump up and yelp.
And then, how did you explain what was going on, Dr. Nils? I don't remember.
I believe what I said is it's like a stinger where they get a little
sting,
nerve
that's where
pinch,
I got the word.
Right. And that little nerve pinch, especially because as they relax and they're not holding their body rigid. And if there's something that's a little bit, I could say out of alignment or stuck in this neck generally, all they have to do is just even it's like if they almost make a movement, it can cause that thing to pinch just a little bit and give them quite a little sting, just like a sting. And and it's startling and it hurts.
Yeah. And many people have experienced that. So then Dr. Nils, you worked on Tank on the air. And Stacy, what happened with that?
Then that night, so it was Sunday morning, and Nels worked on Tank. And then that evening, again, she was asleep, but then she did it, but it was like a very soft, was like a whimper. Then after that, nothing since then. It's been a couple months now.
Yeah. All right.
I'm completely done. All right.
What a peep.
And so we're still good. So all of those things. Now we have Frenchie relatives because last month, We had to help one of the Frenchie family members, and I think, am I remembering correctly, Stacy? Is it Bags' brother that?
Yes, it's Bags. It's his litter mate. So
his litter mate
dog.
And your daughter owns him.
Yeah, belongs to my daughter. Yeah.
And I think he's maybe was been a little more stable than Bags, or maybe not. Is he special too?
Good dogs, you know, not as nervousy as Bags is, doesn't have, you know.
Yeah, so he's a little more.
Yeah.
Normal. So tell us what was his name is?
Doug.
Doug. So Doug the Frenchie. Not Doug the pug, Frenchie. Doug the Frenchie.
Doug the Frenchie.
So Doug the Frenchie. What was going on with him last month?
So last month when actually my daughter called when Natasha was on because
oh, that's right.
Yeah, she was having Doug was having these sort of tummy issues, kind of loose stool and you know, poop in his crate, and he's never done that. You know, he's you know, they're 5 years old now. And he's never done stuff like that. And over several months, he started doing that. And she didn't know what was going on. Was it his food? She tried, took him to the vet. They tried, you just give him chicken and rice or something. And tried those things. And but nothing was just kind of odd. We just kept getting these loose stools. And then spoke with Natasha last week. And after hearing about it, Natasha actually said to her, what's going on with you? And so she led her down this road of, well, they had a friend living with them for a few months.
That's right.
They had a friend living with them.
So it's an interesting, so not all physical issues are actually physical issues. And, I can't remember. Nels didn't do a work on.
No, because it was the week after.
It was the week after that it started. Right. So this is follow up based on the third Sunday, which was Natasha. Anyway, it was real interesting, you guys, because when Natasha tuned in, that's the first thing she got. What's going on with the owner? And then the whole story came out that they had a friend, I think a friend from out of town that was moving or something, but the friend had to come and stay with them for a while and actually moved in with them. Yeah. And right. Wasn't that it? And so you kind of imagine. And so we were looking at the emotional energy, you know, of, you know, her daughter and all of that. And, you know, and of course they had angst and that's like, another person living in our place and all this. Yeah. And then how long is she going to stay? And can we say anyway, it turned out to be all related to the emotional energy that the humans were kind of stuffing and suppressing and that sort of thing. So I think we talked to her about how to work on that. So what happened, Stace?
So then Jody went home was home that Sunday and talked to Doug and said, you know, she's going to be here for a little bit longer, but, you know, we're going to help her and she's going to find a place and we're okay. And gave him this whole talk. And then the friend actually moved out later that week.
Uh-huh.
So, and then nothing. He's been pooping normally. And then what's funny is my daughter and her fiance went out of town. So my younger daughter is now watching Doug for this weekend. And they talked to him before and they said, okay, you're going to go stay with, you know, McKenna. She's going to watch you for a few days, you know, the dark and the light, the whole thing we talked about.
Right.
But we're going to come back on the second dark, whatever they told him. And same thing. He's at my other daughter's house now and fine. Not having any exes.
Excellent. Now, see, what they learned is how to kind of talk to Doug the Frenchie and explain things. Okay. And what she's talking about is, you know, anybody can do and communicate on these levels. You just talk out loud and imagine it in your mind. They get the pictures. And what Stacy was saying when she was saying light and dark, our animals don't necessarily understand our time stuff. So you can't say we're just going to be gone for the weekend or we're just going to be gone for a week. They don't necessarily understand that. So you can explain in days and nights, lights and dark. So that's what Stacy was referring to. They told Doug how many days and, you know, lights and darks they'd be gone and then they'd be back. But see, if, you know, they're intelligent creatures and they think, if you take the time to explain, to learn how to do this and explain stuff, you can prevent all kinds of issues. Aww. So this time there was no reaction. Now that was Miss Tank have with you now. So Tanky had to jump. Hi, Tank. Hey, Tank.
Little yogurt.
Yeah, Martha. Hi, baby. Oh, yep. Yeah, she's been looking. So she's having some yogurt.
Yeah, it's yogurt. Otherwise, she keeps barking.
But well, anyway, all right. Well, it sounds like we've had all kinds of successful cases here.
Yeah.
And three cases are Dr. Nell's. So just timing wise, and it's interesting how timing wise this, you know, the whole situation with Doug started right after the show with Nell's. So we couldn't have him do a treatment. And so we just worked with Natasha, and lo and behold, we found the answer. So next week is the third Sunday, and Natasha will be in. So if you need detective work, we can kind of, dive in and see what's going on there. But that's what one of the things I teach is that human to animal transference, which means, you know, our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behaviors, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. So when we learn to get better at processing our energy, then they don't have to. But we also can help them go through it much more peacefully if we explain to them so they understand. And it sounds like, your daughter's done great work, Stacy, in picking up all of that and talking to him. So sounds like everything is great.
She thought, she needed to try something. So she did.
All right. Well, thanks for all the good reports. Now, we do have to take care of advertisers, but I'm thinking, do Tank and Bags and you need tune-ups before we let you go?
I think we're doing good. Thanks for the Frenchy segment.
All right, but so you're all right and we can let you go then?
Yeah.
You don't want to hang around to get treatments for everybody?
I think we're good.
Okay.
People would jump in this time. So thanks.
All right. All right. Well, now, of course, you're welcome to stay with us if you'd like and participate, or if you're going on to other things. Hey, yeah. Is golf season over? Are you golfing?
That's pretty much packing my clubs away.
Okay. So we're done with that for the season. And so anyway, thank you for zooming in with us. It's good to see you. And maybe we'll all be together again next week. We don't know that yet.
All right.
All righty. Blessings to you, Stacy.
Okay, the Frenchies. Bye now.
So, all righty, you guys. Motivation for you to call in today. So we now officially have open phone lines, and we would be delighted to take your calls. Before we do that, though, we have got to take care of advertisers, and looks like we'll be closing out this hour and getting on the love train. And if you'd like to get in line, number is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569, and email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can check them out there. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Have to admit, don't know a lot about the ferret supplements because I don't own ferrets, never have. But I'm sure they're fabulous like everything else. They've got the best cat vitamins, the NuPro Nuggets, that I've ever encountered. And the dog supplement, NuPro powder that you put in the food, it comes in just a skin and hair coat NuPro Gold, and also the silver version, which is the hip and joint and immune support version. And I'll tell you what, the stuff is magic. And I'm blown away at how much golden retriever fur I'm not cleaning up. The NuPro is just doing such a phenomenal job with Robbie. And the vast majority, I'd say 90% of his shedding is just kind of like stopped. It's like really kind of, it's pretty amazing. So if you got shedding dogs and you'd like to cut down on that, NuPro dog supplement, I've got Robbie on the silver, the joint, and immune the version. And I get it on the shelf at Bridges. They have it at Bridges Pets in Snohomish, but you can order it on Amazon as well. But you can find out all about the products at NuProSupplements.com, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O.com. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, has got the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. Great location, easy access, easy parking. And oh, it's phenomenal to be there in person and experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and all of that. I go in regularly. Linda, you go in regularly, and it's an incredible experience. And you can work with Jude in person, which I highly recommend, because then you get to experience the gongs and everything in person. But she also works remotely. So you can check her out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just give Jude a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty. Okay, Nathan, I'm looking at the clock, and I know we've got a couple of callers here. And I'm thinking, well, Dan, maybe we can sneak one in before the top of the hour. What do you think?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take Nancy from Seattle, who's calling in. Just needs a reset for her dogs.
All right,
I think we should be able to finish up with Nancy by around 10 o'clock.
Well, let's see if we can't get that done. And if not, we'll hold her over. Nancy, good morning and welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, and how can they help you today?
Okay, I'm calling about my dog. He's Black Lab, and he'll be 12 in December, and he's got a lot of hip issues.
What's his name?
His name's Noah.
Noah?
Yeah, Noah as in the Ark.
Oh, Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
Noah, and he's about 12 years old, and you said what kind of issues did you say he's having?
Hip issues. Yeah.
All right. Nels, are you able to make a connection with Noah?
Yes, I've got Noah here. I'm connected. There's a problem with a blockage in his neck, low down on the left side. And I'm connecting that with the last rib. And, you know, it's funny because people will say, well, hey, you're not messing with the hip. What's going on? And so what's going on is there's the energy moves through the whole body and it has to flow. And it's strange, but it doesn't really matter where it's interrupted and the communication and energy flow isn't happening. When it's not happening, it can affect all over the place. It can affect, like Bagman, give you weird, you know, behavioral issues, or it can result in physical trouble. So I'm connecting these two points and I'm starting to get a nice pulsation in both fingers. That's a sign that we're getting this reset happening here. And here we go. I'm going to say how it works. It's going boom, 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 nice and steady in both fingers. And that's the energy flow is now happening there. I'm going to see if there's more that we need to do. And yes, we need to also balance the right side of the body. And this is pretty much, I would say it's almost the same thing. We're going to read.
All right.
Yeah.
So now can you continue on with Noah and then Linda could work with Nancy?
Yes, I would be happy to do that.
So Nancy, would you like a session with Linda?
Absolutely.
All right. So Linda, you're in charge.
All right. Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
I'm gonna have you think of something that is really important to you. Just bring something really important into your thoughts. You've got that?
I do.
Okay, and just notice how you feel as you think about it. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of tranquility and the number 2. Your eyes are going to be open and looking to the right. So just roll your open eyes to the right and take a deep breath in and hold it in as long as you comfortably can. Tranquility 2.
Nancy, you've got your eyes open. You're looking to the right. You've taken a deep breath in and hold it as long as you comfortably can. You can let it out when you need to and replace that breath, all the while thinking tranquility 2. Tranquility 2.
Okay, go ahead and breathe normally, Nancy. With your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise. And then go back to the thought you were having about the important thing and noticing how you feel. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
I embrace the feeling of tranquility. And how should Nancy use that affirmation?
Use it as much as you can, at least 3 repetitions, 3 times a day today and tomorrow and the day after. And you can say it out loud, you can think it, you can write it down. And as much as possible, try to feel the feeling of tranquility as you're saying it, and also hold a picture in your mind that looks to you like tranquility.
Wonderful. All right, Nels, anything more to report on Noah?
Well, I worked on both sides of his body, and the final couple of points, one of them was on the chest on his right side, connected with a point on the side of his neck. And often that's like heart or lungs or something. And what it often means is that there's a drop in his total body energy. And so nothing is separate in the body. It's all connected. So this boosts his energy and helps all that other normal communication and energy flow happen. So I kind of suspect that after a good night's sleep, he'll be a little more frisky in the morning.
Oh, wonderful. All right, Nancy, are you good?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we'd love to hear a follow-up report. Check in with us when you need to, and they'll be on again the second Sunday of November, so let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks, everyone.
All righty. Thanks for calling, and stay tuned at 10:45 so you can help us help Commander, the German Shepherd.
Definitely.
All right. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. We got that in before the top of the hour. Roberta. Oh, that's our Bobby in Montana. You're going to have to hold on through the love train. We'll start with you on the other side. But we are out of time, and it is time to fire up the love train and get started with our exercise and energy moving for today. Dancing is required. You can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join us on the love train. We'll come by and cruise and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy and for the day and the week, and especially gotta, you know, do chores today like I do. It really helps. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.